I'm speaking via Zoom today with organist and harpsichordist Malcolm Matthews, who will be presenting a recital along with violinist Jun Iwasaki, who is the concertmaster of the Nashville Symphony Orchestra. Together, they will present a recital of music from the Baroque era this Sunday evening, February 21st at 5 p.m. at St. John's Cathedral downtown. It's so great to meet you, Malcolm. Thanks for taking time to chat.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, let's get to know you a little bit. Tell me where you grew up and how you got started in music. And when did you start playing the organ and the harpsichord?
I grew up in Knoxville, so this is great to be back in Knoxville for a hometown concert. My parents still live there. And it was at the age of four that I started the piano. My mom sort of got me started with a local teacher, and I eventually graduated on to study with Dr. David Northington. And it was at the age of 10, actually, after a summer program in Kingston, Ontario, that I was introduced to the organ. And I wish I could remember it, but once I had come home, I told my mom, well, gee, I'd like to continue with the organ. And there was a bit of a dilemma, you know, not too many 10-year-olds say that they want to study the pipe organ, but we got in touch with the local organist at my church, Dr. Karen Ladd. And so for 2 years, I studied with her, and then she sent me on to Dr. John Brock of the University of Tennessee. So it was with him that I studied until I went to Eastman for freshman year of college.
Wow, fantastic. I didn't realize that you were a Knoxville native. Where did you go to high school?
I went to Webb High School from sixth grade all the way through. And then I spent the past 13 years in Rochester. So I went there to study with David Higgs after meeting him when I was about 11 or 12 years old. And it sort of sucked me in. I did 4 years there of undergrad and then continued right on into a double master's in organ and harpsichord. Studied with Dr. Bill Porter for harpsichord, still with David for the organ. And then I took 2 years off. I was working as music director for St. Mary's Catholic Church downtown there in Rochester before I went back to start my doctoral studies. So just this past fall, actually, I finished finally my DMA in organ and also an artist certificate as well in organ.
Well, congratulations about that.
Thank you.
The organ and harpsichord, while those are two very different instruments, I'm very curious what draws you to both of those.
Well, you know, I kept up my piano studies, and it was sort of, I would paint it actually as the piano against kind of organ and harpsichord. The action, especially of a mechanical action organ, is pretty similar to the harpsichord in that there's sort of a pluck. There's a tension towards the top of the key movement. And then after that, it's not very important once the key actually plays, once you hear the sound. And the piano, you know, is sort of the opposite of that. It's towards the bottom of the key travel that the hammer strikes the string. So the organ and harpsichord, I think, go really well together. And of course, a lot of the repertoire overlaps too. Composers, you know, who wrote for the organ also wrote for the harpsichord. Maybe even some of their pieces can work equally well on organ or harpsichord. You don't know maybe which it was intended for.
And that's true.
So, you know, the harpsichord was a nice foil. I began studying harpsichord as a secondary student during my undergrad studies, and immediately fell in love with the sound of the instrument, beautiful pluck strings. There was a replica of an instrument by a German builder, Mietke, built by William Dowd there, strung in brass with a nice, lovely, resonant, warm tone. And I remember many evenings there spent practicing. Perhaps, you know, should have been at the organ, but the harpsichord had drawn me in. And so it was because of that that I decided I'd do both for my master's.
What would you say are some of the challenges and advantages to the harpsichord? It's its own unique beast, I like to say.
maybe the main challenge is you have to create the atmosphere yourself. You know, there's no damper pedal like on the piano. The notes don't sustain like they do on the organ. And so I think you have to make a lot of decisions about what notes to hold over to create a resonance, or maybe where to articulate and let the music breathe. But the nice thing about that also is that the harpsichord has a lot of clarity. So, you know, if you play in a muddy way on the organ, the result is muddy. but you can really use that to your advantage on the harpsichord and create wonderful effects by holding over even non-chord tones that might, on a different instrument, create an ugly sound, but really add a lush character to the harpsichord.
Well, let's talk about this program a little bit. Tell us what you'll be performing.
Yeah, so it's about half collaborative with June, half solo. And I sort of had the concept of contrasts between German and Italian. The instrument that we're going to be playing is in the Italian style by Robert Duffy. And so, of course, I wanted to bring out a lot of Italian flair, but then contrasting that are some German influences, notably, of course, J.S. Bach and Johann Jakob Froberger, who in fact studied with the Italian Frescobaldi for a few years. So in the solo repertoire by Frescobaldi, Froberger, and Scarlatti, I think you'll hear a bit of a progression. Froberger, having studied with Frescobaldi, his toccata will sort of seem a progression, a development of the toccata that I'll play earlier by Frescobaldi. And then Scarlatti, of course, known for writing, 555 solo keyboard sonatas. Mm-hmm. I've chosen two of those, one in C minor and the other in G minor. And in fact, they're really not sonatas at all. You know, we think of maybe later sonatas by Mozart or Beethoven, often in three movements. These are each in a single movement. And the one in G minor, in fact, is really a fugue. So he calls it sonata, but it's really maybe just a placeholder for, you know, keyboard solo piece. But it's really a fugue.
And they're much shorter than the Romantic era and in classical era sonatas.
Very, very much so, yes. You know, he's just 4 or 5 minutes long. Mm. And then the collaborative repertoire that I'll play with June, three sonatas, but in contrasting styles, one by Vivaldi, another by sort of a lesser known Italian, Bonporti, and also one of the six violin sonatas with obbligato harpsichord by Bach, the one in F minor. And so I wanted to highlight the contrast, especially between Bonporti and Bach, between sort of the heavy contrapuntal, very dense style of the German versus this lighter, airy, very melody-driven sort of open atmosphere created by the Italian sonatas.
So would you say that's sort of a general difference between the German and Italian styles? Is the German style is a little heavier and denser, and the Italian style is more melodic driven and lighter?
Yeah, I think that's true. You know, the Germans maybe a little more intellectually driven, whereas the Italians are more emotionally driven. And, you know, there's stories of the performers of the period that mirror that. But especially this Bach sonata is derived from a trio sonata, where there would be two treble instruments and a bass instrument, and they would each play independent parts supported by basso continuo. But here, what he's done is pare down the texture. So the harpsichord takes both a treble part and a bass part, and then the violin, of course, the other treble part. But, you know, there's imitation going all the time between the treble and the bass, and it is very dense. Whereas the Italians, I think, having a little more fun.
As we have mentioned, you will be collaborating with violinist Jun Iwasaki. Have the two of you collaborated together before?
We have not. So this was a special treat to get to know Jun. And I'm so grateful that he has agreed to join me for this concert.
And will this recital be in front of an audience, or is this online only?
It will be in front of a small audience for some members of the church there, but it will also be simultaneously streamed. So if you're not one of the few to get a live invitation there, please join us online, of course.
Excellent. Well, Malcolm, thank you so much for talking with me today. It was wonderful to meet you, and travel safe to Knoxville.
Thank you so much, Melanie. It's been a pleasure.
Once again, harpsichordist Dr. Malcolm Matthews and violinist June Iwasaki will present a recital of Baroque music on St. John's Cathedral's new Robert Duffy harpsichord, Sunday, February 21st at 5 p.m. The performance is a free online event. More information about this performance can be found online at stjohnscathedral.org. That's all one word, St. John's Cathedral. Or you can find it on their Facebook page. Just search for Music at St. John's Cathedral, Knoxville.